Welcome to VG Buzz, your daily source for gaming news, brought to you by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 a month at Element.fm and amplify your voice. Now let's get to the news. As we near the end of 2025, the world of digital entertainment has become a vibrant tapestry of innovation, disruption, and storytelling. Today, I'm diving into how music, games, film, and emerging tech are all evolving to meet new and exciting cultural demands. Let's start with music, because one of the year's big stories has been nothing less than the Taylor Swift effect. Taylor Swift released her album, The Life of a Showgirl, this year, and it's had an outsized impact on both fans and the industry. The songs, like Would and Actually Romantic, showcase her knack for deeply personal storytelling and have reignited conversations around authenticity and transparency, not just in music, but in how all celebrities tell their own stories. Swift's return to her pop roots has symbolized a broader desire for genuine representation in media, resonating in a time when audiences are hungrier than ever for something real. Her work taps into the trend of artists opening up about their process and personal lives, reshaping the relationship between performer and listener, and encouraging creators across industries to do the same. But digital entertainment isn't just about albums. It's gaming that's perhaps leading the charge on interactivity and innovation right now. The gaming industry in 2025 is practically reinventing itself, and the pace of change is remarkable. We're seeing huge titles like Call of Duty, Black Ops 7, Warhammer 40K Mechanicus 2, and Silent Hill F, all driven by diverse storytelling, expanded character experiences, and just a dash of nostalgia for returning fans. Meanwhile, upcoming releases like Battlefield 6 and the remastered Super Mario Galaxy are facing the challenge of finding new monetization paths, especially with the meteoric rise of ticketed esports events. These games are navigating a world where players have higher expectations than ever, not just for gameplay, but for authenticity and fairness in how studios engage their communities. One of the biggest cases in point has been Forza, the racing franchise, which recently faced heated backlash after a misstep during a major community-driven event. Players pointed out glaring inaccuracies that, in such a tightly knit community, became the spark for larger conversation about accuracy and the importance of listening to player voices. In another example of player power, Arc Raiders was completely reimagined, from a straightforward PvE title into a PvPv extraction shooter, all because of fan feedback. Studios today aren't just making games for their audience, they're increasingly making them with their audience, adapting major mechanics and content in direct response to input from their most passionate fans. At the Tokyo Game Show earlier this year, Assassin's Creed Shadows stole the spotlight not just with its gameplay, but with an aggressive discount campaign that reignited player excitement post-event. These creative marketing approaches show just how much community engagement matters in an industry crowded with new releases. Mechanically, there's also a ton of innovation this year, exemplified by Hyrule Warriors: Age of Imprisonment, which introduced new forms of royal power and really pushed its gameplay systems to the next level. On the shooter front, Morta, inspired by Demon's Souls, is set to arrive October 14th. And if early buzz is anything to go by, it's going to mix brutal difficulty with creative play. Meanwhile, anticipation for Pokemon Legends, ZA, is reaching a new peak, thanks to real-time battles and the long-awaited return of Mega Evolutions. Players are excited for how these fresh systems could deepen classic formulas and keep legacy franchises alive for another generation. But the transformations happening behind the screens are just as important, with October bringing a landmark development: the unionization of developers at ZAUM, the studio behind hit titles like Disco Elysium. Their move to establish a union is not just a first for the studio, it's a reflection of a broader movement in gaming right now, as developers push for better working conditions, job security, and meaningful representation. ZAUM's Workers Alliance marks a turning point, showing how workers can collectively secure their rights in an industry often associated with long crunch periods and instability. It could be a blueprint for other studios around the globe, giving creators more agency in shaping their own environments and the products they ship. Unionization is just one sign of how rapidly the workplace culture within digital entertainment is evolving, reflecting not just labor shifts, but a genuine reimagining of values. Alongside advocacy, technology is fundamentally reshaping how entertainment is made and delivered, offering new tools both to developers and to fans seeking more flexible options. Microsoft jumped into the fray with the launch of an ad-supported cloud gaming subscription, challenging competitors to rethink access and affordability in game services. Not to be outdone, Epic Games implemented a revamped revenue-sharing model to give developers a bigger slice of the pie. And at Arrowhead Studios, the focus has been on tightening installation sizes, ensuring that ambitious gameplay doesn't come at the expense of player convenience. These moves reflect a larger philosophy, one where innovation isn't just about spectacle, but about empowering every participant in the ecosystem. The culture of inclusivity has also become a driving force, with developers increasingly active in outreach and community-building initiatives. Star Wars: The Old Republic is a prime example. Its development team consistently brings fans into the fold, inviting their ideas and making them feel part of the game's evolving story. Bungie remains a standout for its commitment to creating welcoming spaces, especially with projects co-created with community leaders and marginalized groups. Meanwhile, companies like Amazon are giving away games in support of various charities, further weaving philanthropy into the entertainment world's DNA. Representational efforts are reaching new heights, too. GLAAD's mentorship program for LGBTQ game developers is just one initiative making headlines. It's a clear sign that the boundaries between play and purpose are dissolving, as studios recognize their power to make real-world change alongside digital fun. The evolution isn't limited to games and music. Film is also in the middle of a reinvention, especially with projects like the thriller Good Boy, which introduces interactive storytelling elements directly into the cinematic experience. Horror films released in 2025 are increasingly focused on exploring trauma and emotion, giving audiences richer, more personal connections to on-screen events. By blending interactivity and deeper psychological themes, filmmakers are setting the stage for a new wave of narrative cinema, one that draws from gaming's best lessons in player agency. On the workplace front, recognition for positive change comes in the form of awards, like the UK's Best Places to Work, which honored several innovative game studios this year. These accolades help set higher industry standards for employee well-being and contribution, which ultimately lead to higher quality and more meaningful products for the end user. Looking ahead, there's a jam-packed schedule of releases and updates that have fans and industry insiders buzzing with excitement. The release of Pokémon Legends Z and the Nintendo Switch 2 are generating tons of anticipation, especially with the Switch 2 set to drop on October 16th, potentially changing the handheld console landscape yet again. Bandai Namco's celebration of Dragon Ball Sparking Zero with new DLC has recaptured the attention of longtime fans, marking the one-year anniversary with substantial in-game content. And World of Warcraft Midnight has rolled out inventive new mechanics in direct response to fan feedback, shaking up classic formulas yet again. Each of these milestones underscores that community engagement isn't just for show. It's the very heartbeat of successful digital entertainment in 2025. If this year has proven anything, it's that the spirit of giving and the power of collective action are taking center stage. Charitable events, like those hosted in gaming circles, and creative social projects are increasingly common. The union push at ZAUM further cements 2025 as a year when industry professionals refuse to settle for the status quo, standing up for themselves in transformative ways that could set the tone for the entire sector. Philanthropy and activism are now tightly knit into entertainment, opening up new opportunities for impact and redefining what success looks like. Even within games themselves, you see community engagement on display, like the Sea of Thieves event, where players banded together to bestow a hilarious and creative name on a mysterious new in-game object, highlighting the camaraderie that defines gaming culture. Such playful interactions are a microcosm of what makes digital entertainment such a powerful force for connection and fun in the modern era. As we look toward 2026, the challenge facing everyone in the digital entertainment world is how to keep up with ever more discerning audiences without losing touch with authenticity and innovation. Success tomorrow is going to mean finding that sweet spot where consumer expectations and creative vision align. Whether it's in the way music is made, the player-centric design of modern games, or the blossoming of new forms like interactive film, the watchword is adaptability. The broader trend is clear. The best storytelling is now emotionally rich and inclusive. As creators explore everything from the complexity of trauma and psychological depth in horror movies to the celebration of diverse identities and communities in the world of games. And it's not just about what's happening on screen, but what's happening behind the scenes. Workplace culture, advocacy, and community input are more pivotal than ever. In closing, as digital entertainment becomes more intertwined across music, gaming, and film, those who succeed will be the ones who strive for innovation, prioritize genuine connection, and remain flexible in a shifting cultural landscape. Thanks for joining me today for this special look at the industry's biggest trends, milestones, and the creative energy shaping tomorrow's entertainment. Checkpoint cleared! Thanks, and catch us tomorrow in your favorite podcast app.